Hello there. And today in this episode, we're going to go back to one of my favorite episodes. I believe this was like episode 2, where I go over my top feng shui tips. This is so important. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to all these tips, now is your chance. Welcome to Revive and Thriveology. I help women transform their lives by harmonizing their living space through holistic home practices. I'm your host, Lisa Morton. Welcome to Revive and Thriveology. I'm your host, Lisa Morton, and I'm so excited for today's episode. I'm going to talk about my top tips. These are my top feng shui tips that I've created for my clients. Some of you may have heard of these before, these little tips, but I'm going to explain them to you so you can easily implement them. That's what I love about these tips. They're easy to implement. Like, you can go home and do a couple of these today. So how did I come up with these tips? It's really just over years working with clients, seeing what works, what are those first things that I see when I'm, you know, walking into their house and seeing their space. Also, these tips are not in any particular order. You don't have to go 1 through 12. I mean, there's 12 tips, so you don't have to implement them all. You can do what you want. I always tell my clients, start with the ones that resonate the most with you. Like, if I'm describing a tip and you're like, oh, yeah, that sounds really good, then jump in and do it. Or if you're like, do it, you know, you hear one and you're like, I don't know if I really want to take on that. Maybe don't start with that one, but don't disregard it completely, because if you had a reaction to it, there's kind of something going on there. So maybe be open to exploring that. All right, who's ready to go? I am. I'm so excited. We're going to share tip number one. Tip number one for my Lisa's top feng shui tips is to declutter. Good energy can't move through your space when it's filled with clutter. Clutter brings emotions, right? Clutter brings depression, anxiety, frustration, all these negative feelings into our bodies, into our lives. So think about the releasing. You know, it's a great time to release and start fresh. By releasing clutter from your space, you're literally making space for all these amazing things to come into your lives. How cool is that? Think about something you want to bring into your life, a goal, a dream, a wish you might have. And how can you, you know, how can you attain that if you're just stuck in that same energy? So release some things to make room for those wonderful things. You know, clutter is really just a lot of unmade decisions, a lot of things sitting around that we don't want to deal with, we don't want to look at, and it can be hard. So don't worry, I have help for clutter clearing. Head over to my website. A lot of these, you can head over to my website for more information. Link will be in the show notes. But here's my one thing when you're decluttering that I have found to be one of the biggest helps. Is never start with the sentimental items. Start with those easy things. If I need to do some clutter clearing and I'm not sure where to start, I would suggest, you know, the linen closet. Somewhere easy. Maybe clean out the pantry. Start there. And you do not have to clutter clear your entire home this weekend. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying just intentionally make space for new things to come into your life. When you can approach it with a positive energy and a positive outlook, it's so much better and the results will be even better. Okay? So that's number one, declutter. I know it's not the most fun thing. And I always start with that one because I kind of feel it's the most valuable. But I mean, not going to lie, when I talk to people, sometimes I get like that look, the glazed over face, the roll of the eyes. I'm like, oh my gosh, she wants me to declutter, but it will be worth it. Okay? Number two. Is clean. I want you to ensure your home is sparkling clean. And if that means hiring a crew to come in and clean, to give it a total refresh, then that's what you need to do. I love having a cleaning crew. I have somebody come every other week to my house. There's something about having the entire home done at one time sparkling that I can't do that myself. I have time today, this day to clean this area and this day to clean that area, but I don't have time to do it all at once and having everything sparkling. If you can't, you don't want to get into having a crew or someone come in and help you, just devote some time to really keeping things clean and tidy. Have a routine. Every night before bed, I wipe down the counters. I load the dishwasher. I do those things. I literally can't get to bed until they do these things. Like if I'm in, you know, getting ready for bed and I forgot, I have to get back out and go do it. because I'm just in this routine. So create some routines for, you know, really keeping your home clean. And again, do it with intention, do it with love and care for your home. Another thing I want to mention too is clean with something, music or mantra or fun. You know, I like to clean when I'm cleaning, I have really great music going on, like something really fun or happy or something you want to sing to. Or you can also clean, light a candle, have a mantra as you're going around cleaning, maybe wiping the windows with a mantra or a word, a phrase, or you want to recite a poem, something beautiful to really fill your home with good energy. Okay. Number one, number two, I know they're not very fun, but they're so important. Number three is your front door. Check in with your front door. When was the last time you used your front door? I know so many of us, we go to the garage, we get in our car, we leave. We pull our car back in and we park in the garage, we come in. We don't use our front doors, but this is your cue, this is your notice to start using your front door. In feng shui, we call the front door the mouth of qi. This is this really powerful space. And I'll get into this more in a later episode. A lot of these I'll explain a little deeper. But it's a very powerful space in your home. So you want to use it, okay? If you don't have a reason for using it that you can think of, come up with something. Maybe you want to walk the dog in and out of that door every day. Maybe you want to go out and grab the mail from that door. Or, I mean, I don't have really a reason to go in and out my front door, but I go out. I look for any packages, take a breath of fresh air every day, look around, check my flowers, see how they're doing, and then go back in. It doesn't have to be a big thing, but I want you to use that front door every day. I want it opening and closing. Also, just check in with the area around it. Are the bulbs working? Is it well lit? Is the path clear so you can walk to the space, walk into the house? I can't tell you how many times I've gone to a client's home and I literally can't get through because the bushes are overgrowing and I end up walking through the yard. Think about the energy that puts out there, right? Check in to make sure there isn't any debris. You know, different as the seasons shift and everything, there's stuff, leaves, debris, buildup. So really check in to make sure it's clean and tidy. Add a fresh welcome mat. And maybe a welcome wreath or a beautiful sign that says, welcome to our home. Something really eye-catching and beautiful. I love to encourage bright, bold colors. If you're a bright, bold color person, maybe a wreath with some bright pink flowers or some yellow flowers or something fun to really draw that energy in. Okay, so check in with your front door. And again, follow me on social media for some of these too, because I'm always posting little videos and stuff. You can go check it out. Those will be in my show notes. But number four, light bulbs. When was the last time you looked around at light bulbs around your house? Because they burn out. We don't even realize it. I literally have one in my stairwell going down. And I keep going past it. And I noticed the other day that I'm not realizing it's burnt out because it's been so many days. And that's the way we just get comfortable with our spaces. So here's what I want you to do. Get a pad of paper and a pen. You're going to start at your front door. And I want you to walk in a clockwise direction. And you're going to feel silly doing this. You're like checking for light bulbs. But you'll notice so many light bulbs that you didn't even realize were burned out. I promise you. Check overhead lights. Check task lighting. Check lamps. Turn on every lamp. And I want you to walk in a clockwise direction throughout your home. Come back to the front door. Maybe go up to an upstairs level or lower level and write down whatever you need, whatever bulbs you need. If you don't have them, pop into your hardware store, snag them, and replace them as soon as possible. Okay. Let's see. Number five is leaky faucets. And I know a lot of clients will have a leaky faucet. Oh, it's been that way for a year. We're going to get around to fixing it. Leaky faucets and water, these can oftentimes be connected to financial like wealth and abundance. So this is something you want to address. If you have a leaky faucet, I really want you to get it fixed ASAP. Again, you can do another walkthrough of your home. Start at the front door. Maybe after you do your light bulbs, you want to do another round. And don't pack these together. Do these one at a time. So do another round looking for leaks and drips. Check under your faucet, under your sinks, you know, in your bathrooms. Check around the toilet. Check around your laundry room. Oftentimes, a washer might have a little drip. The water heater. The water heater. And then the other thing I find a lot is refrigerator. So check in your kitchen, but check that refrigerator drain. The drains from the ice maker. Check out that one. Okay, that's often one that drips. Let's see. Next we have number six. Number six in my list of feng shui top tips for your home is to keep the toilet lid down when it's not in use. How many times let's back up. I think a lot of people are either toilet lid up people or toilet lid down. There's no halvesies anywhere, right? You're either up or you're down, kind of a boy family or you're not. But it wants you to get in the habit of closing that toilet lid. Sometimes I'll be online looking at real estate postings or something, and there's the photos and the toilet lid and toilet seat are up, and I'm like, oh gosh, it just makes me cringe because the energy, you can just feel it. If you don't put your lid down, start the habit. Start doing that now. Your good chi, your good energy can literally just like go down that toilet. Okay? Think about the image when you first walk into your bathroom. So when you walk into a room, I always want the first thing you see to be something beautiful, something happy, something inspiring, something that lifts your energy. And when you first walk in and you can't help but see the toilet because they're kind of like right there, you know, and the toilet lid's open and, you know, it's not always the most sanitary place. So let's close that lid. If you want to enhance, you know, I love to add some sort of wood element on the back of the toilet. I love a plant, maybe something, a candle, I don't know, something nice, but close that toilet lid. Here's a trick that I had a client do years ago. She had three boys and she's like, my boys are never going to be on board. I'm like, we're going to come up with something. So we put our heads together. We came up with a system. She had all these neon post-it notes. So she put a post-it note on the inside of the toilet lid, put the toilet seat and lid down when you're done. And she would rotate through colors to try to keep their attention. So try that. A commercial space, it was a yoga studio actually that I designed. We wanted to do the same thing. So I made a nice little framed image and it says, for good feng shui, let's keep the toilet lid down when not in use. Just a little reminder that went on the back of the toilet. So that's something you can do too if you don't want an ugly post-it. Or if it's a guest toilet, sometimes your guests don't do that because that's not their habit. But if you have a cute little sign, they just kind of think it's cute and okay, sounds good, and I'll close the lid. So again, keep your toilet lid down. Are you ready? Number seven, here we go. And remember, don't stress over trying to do all these. Find those one or two things that are really speaking to you and that you can implement easily, and you know, you're like, you feel good about it. So if you're like, oh, I don't want to do this one, then don't stress about it. Move on, come back to it. Number seven, broken items. Do you have anything in your home that's broken, that needs repaired, that isn't working? I want you to remove any items with this broken energy. A broken energy can easily like multiply and it's just like everything's broken before you know it. And it's just a negative energy. So try to remove these things from your home. And I know oftentimes we hang on to things. Clients will be like, oh, I'm going to save it and fix it. Well, you've had it for a year and you already haven't fixed it. So let's try something different. Take it to somewhere who can actually repair it. If you don't want to invest your time, your money in actually having this item repaired, think about giving it away. I had a client who had this beautiful, cool floor lamp and she didn't want to get rid of it. She felt so bad because it was a beautiful piece. It was an investment. But she had this like older neighbor gentleman who like loved to work with trinkets and work on things and fix things. And so she gave it to him. He needed a lamp. He enjoyed this beautiful lamp once he repaired it, and she got rid of that broken energy from her home. So feel free to give things away if you know somebody who's handy, who can fix things, who might be able to even recycle those pieces or parts of whatever you're no longer using, okay? So get rid of those broken items as soon as possible. Here we go. Number 8 is furniture. Houses are big these days, and they're big and open. You know, the open floor plan is the big thing. And when you have an open floor plan, sometimes you need to lean to a little larger scale of furniture. So the plan is here, I want you to find furniture that matches the scale of your home and the room. So if you move, you might realize, oh gosh, you know, this, my sofa doesn't fit in this room anymore. That's a giant room and I have this little teeny apartment sofa, or the other way around. I want you to rearrange so that the items fit, the scale of the items fit your room. You want it to complement. You don't want too much furniture in a little space. You also don't want a big space with one little Jared, right? Try to find that balance. We want the scale to bring balance. And this is kind of like just a basic interior design, you know, principles and elements of design area, but also a feng shui area, okay? So find balance with your furnishings, with those items you're bringing into your house. And when you move, be prepared because things don't always fit. You know, my husband and I, we've moved a lot and kind of have to get creative with how you arrange things. And maybe things you put in one room have to go in a different room in the new space. So just be open, be flexible, and move things around. And I'm a big believer in having a second eye. Call your neighbor over, ask them, what do you think about the sofa? Does it fit? Do I need to move it in here and then, you know, rearrange, swap these two sofas or these chairs? Or does this desk fit? Pick your friends. Pick their brains. Ask them, okay? Friends and your neighbors, your family, have them over because they have fresh eyes, right? We'll talk about more about this in another episode. Okay, here we go. Here's a really good one. Are you ready? Plants and flowers. Who's a plant lover? I mean, I know, like, gosh, COVID happened and, like, everybody became a plant lover. And I love it. It's so great. I'm so happy people are understanding and feeling that connection to nature and bringing it in. You know, it used to just be like, oh, occasionally people liked plants, and now it's such a common thing. And there's so many cool stores around, from, you know, big stores selling cool plants. I was somewhere recently and they had a pineapple plant. It was super cool. I think it might have been Lowe's, actually. Crazy. But that, now there have been so many cool, like, boutique-y plant stores with really outrageous, cool, special plants. So keep looking around. Find some really cool plants to speak to you. So plants and flowers bring in a wood element of feng shui. This is all about renewal, rejuvenation, healing, and just, you know, just reviving yourself. So if you're feeling stuck, you're feeling kind of like, that's a great sign to get a new plant. If you're a flower lover like me, here's what I do. Every week I go, and I typically go to Trader Joe's. It's my favorite place for flowers. If that, or I hit a little boutique near my house that has some beautiful bouquets. Oh, beautiful. They do, like, wedding. Oh gosh, they're beautiful. And I love to just go in and look, but then I'll take a bouquet home. I take this bouquet home. It's not for me. It's for my home. And I do this every week. And I try to mix up colors or textures and create a different look and bring this bouquet of flowers into my home for my home. And I place it somewhat near the center of my home. Again, we're going to get into a little more about this later, but the center area of your home is really powerful. So I always bring a bouquet of flowers to my home. Maybe you want to do it once a month. Set up a routine to do a little gift to your home. I wanted to mention too, plants. When you're looking for plants, always default to plants with soft, rounded leaves. We don't want anything too pokey, and we really want to avoid cacti. So find soft, rounded leaves for your plant, something that feels nice and soft. All right, we are to number 10. We are almost there, folks. Number 10 in my top feng shui tips. Number 10 is mirrors. It's kind of a two-part. It's mirrors and windows. I want you to check in with your mirrors. Check in with your mirrors to make sure they're not smudged. We have this, like, beautiful floor, big leaning mirror in our home, and the dogs like to go up and they, like, have their little snoot marks all over the mirror. So I'm constantly cleaning it, but they think it's fun. So we let it happen. They go up and mark it, but clean your mirrors, wipe them down, refresh them. Even And this is the thing. I want you to clean every mirror in your home. Maybe you have like a decorative mirror that doesn't get cleaned, like for say like when the bathroom gets cleaned, right? Maybe you have this other mirror or a mirror in a hallway to lighten and brighten. Clean all the mirrors in your home. Clean all the windows. Check in with any type of glass too. So any photo, any artwork that has a glass on it, I want you to clean that. Clean it, clean the reflection, refresh it. Okay, we want these to be sparkling. We want the views out your windows to be sparkling and beautiful so it can let in all that good, fresh daylight and natural energy in through the window. Oh, while we're at it, open those windows. That's just a little quick thing. Open your windows today. Let in 5 minutes of fresh air. It may be really hot where you are. Well, I don't know what the temperature is, but 5 minutes just to let fresh air flow. Here we go. Number 11, we're to lighting. Lighting is so important. And again, this leans like more design, functional, but then also feng shui. Lighting is really powerful in your space. Have a variety of lighting, not just overhead lighting. Think about the overhead lighting. Think about task lighting. Think about, you know, creating ambiance. Like in the evenings, it's really great to turn down those lights. Turn down the lights, bring the energy down. You know, about 7 o'clock, I start doing this. We turn off the overhead lights from maybe dinner time and turn on the under cabinet lights, maybe light a candle. I love candles. If you don't want to have candles go burning in your home, one thing I really have been seeing a lot are those beautiful diffusers that change colors. That's kind of a fun way. Turn on a soft blue would be really nice, or a deep purple color. Bring in battery operated lights too. This is something I do in the summertime months in my fireplace because we want to continue to use the fireplace. Again, another episode. We want to use the fireplace even when we're not using it for an actual fire. And I put these beautiful timer battery operated lights in there, and they come on every day at like 7:30, 8 o'clock, and there's this beautiful sparkle in the fireplace. It's a really great feeling. So check out, you know, go to your craft store and check out some of these battery operated lights. Most of them have timers. Some of them even have remotes these days to make it really easy. You can set a timer. Like mine, I set a timer and I think they come on for 4 or 6 hours every day at that same time. So super fun. The other thing is I had some notes here because I didn't want to remember. I didn't want to forget. Himalayan salt lamps. Who loves Himalayan salt lamps? I mean, they provide such an amazing energy and it's calming and soothing. So if you don't have one, snag one today. You can find them all over. They're easy to find anymore. They create a beautiful glow and it's just a really great way to create some ambiance in your space. I like to turn one on in my bedroom in the evenings and then let it, you know, use the beautiful light, and then it just like calms your body down as you're getting ready for bed, and then turn it off. So Himalayan salt lamps, don't forget. Make a little note of that one too. You'll love those. All right, we are to my last tip. Are you ready? Here's a good one. This is my favorite one. It's why it's last. I want you to love everything in your home. I want you to love every single little thing in your space. And if you don't love it, I want you to move on from it. We have things we hang on to because we think we're supposed to, because someone gave it to us at one time, and we think we have to hang on to it forever. We have things that maybe, you know, we liked at one time, but now that's not our taste. Now that's not our style. Now that's not our interest or doesn't align with our goals and dreams and wishes. So it's okay to move on. That's what I find. This kind of goes back to that decluttering thing too. Some people get stuck in they have it now and they can't ever let go of it. But know that your life shifts over time. Your life changes. You know, that's why when I work with my clients, we do a feng shui consultation. It's not one and done. It's going to shift over time as your life shifts. Maybe your kids go off to college. Maybe you start a business from home and you left your corporate job. Maybe you overcame an illness. There's so many ways that we have to kind of keep fluid with our spaces, right? And align with moving forward to find our goals and wishes and dreams. So if you have something in your space that you don't love, it's time to move on. Give it away, donate it, reach out to your neighbors, your friends, your family, have a garage sale, donate it to a charity. There are so many charities that need things. I just cleaned out my coat closet at the end of spring, and you would not believe how many coats I had in this closet. I didn't even realize, because it's like a winter coat closet. And I realized, you know, I have all these coats. I need two. But there's people out there that don't have a coat. And that really shifted my mind. So I put them in the car to donate them ASAP. Remember, someone might need that thing. So if you're not using it, it's better for someone to have it, okay? So love everything in your space. Let it lift your energy. Let it bring a smile to your face. Maybe your shoulders drop and you feel really good when you're around it. If not, it's time to move on. Well, folks, that's my top feng shui tips. I hope you enjoyed all these. Remember, don't stress about doing them all. Start with a few that really resonate with you. But then don't stop there. Add another one or two to your list. Push yourself to do maybe one that you wouldn't typically take on, just to see how that energy shifts your body. And remember, when you're doing it, tons of good intention. Turn on a radio, light a yummy scented candle, make a good time of it. Okay. Now I want to know. I really want to know what you're going to dive in and do. Leave me a note, leave me a comment, and come back and let me know how it works too. If you have questions about it, leave in the comments. Now remember, with your support, with your shares and likes and all the good stuff, I can keep going. So to help support my podcast, you can spread good vibes. Share this with someone who might be interested, because a lot of people are like, they've heard a little bit about feng shui. Maybe they have a book on feng shui, but it can be really overwhelming. So that's why I like to do these top tips. These are what I've used, what I've learned from working with clients for years. So hope you enjoy. Let me know in the comments. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time. I'd like to thank our production company, Coraggio Media, the WELT 95.7 Studios, and our sponsor, Gucci. For more information, follow the link in the show notes. Be sure to hit like, hit the subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. If you want to connect, find us on Facebook, and be sure to let me know what topics you'd like to hear about. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.